Jonah and the Big Fish. Hello, this is Natasha, and I'm here with a famous story from the Bible that is sometimes called Jonah and the Whale. It's about a man who was eaten by a big sea monster and yet survived. The story is important to Jews, Muslims, and Christians. Jews read this story every year on the Day of Atonement, and Jesus refers to this story in the Gospels, comparing himself to Jonah. In the Quran, Jonah is known by the Arabic name Yunus. Long ago, there lived a man called Jonah, the son of Amittai, meaning truth. A son of truth and a prophet, Jonah often heard the word of the Lord God. This gift was not one that he appreciated at all. Far from it, for although the truth will enlighten us, all too often it will alarm us first. One night, in a dream, God said to him, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me." And when Jonah heard these words, he was afraid. "Oh Lord, what have I done wrong to deserve this? I cannot win. I could go to the great city of Nineveh and call on the people to cease from worshipping idols and to leave their evil ways. Yes, I could do that, but would it make me popular? No. More likely they would grow angry at my ceaseless preaching, and they would throw stones at me. But then again, what if they did listen to my prophecy of doom? Suppose they hear the word of God. I know you, my Lord. You are gracious and merciful, and you soon repent of your resolve to punish mankind. You will turn away from your plan to undo the city and to destroy the people. My prophecy of destruction shall not come to pass. I shall be a false prophet, and a false prophet has the respect of no one." But the Lord God did not answer Jonah, because he had told him once what he must do, and he did not mean to repeat himself. And so Jonah arose, and he ran. He hurried himself to the port and paid money to board a ship heading for Spain at the other end of the Mediterranean Sea. Perhaps there, far away from the Holy Land, he would no longer hear the voice of truth that disturbed him so. Jonah lay down in his cabin at the bottom of the ship, where he hoped that God would not spot him. The ship set out to sea. He remained down below, refusing to come up on deck to sample the fresh sea breeze. Some days out, the Lord sent a great wind and stirred up a mighty storm. The ship heaved and creaked and wondered if it should break apart. The sailors were afraid. They jettisoned their cargo over the side to lighten the ship. The captain ordered that everyone on board must pray for salvation. Each cried to his own God, but their passenger was nowhere to be seen. The captain went down below to seek him out. "What do you mean, O sleeper? Arise, call upon your God, and pray that he may save us from perishing." Jonah, reluctantly and on wobbly legs, climbed up onto the deck. There the sailors were casting lots. Each had to pull a wooden stick out of a bucket. He who drew the shortest would be, we believe, the cause of all their tempestuous trouble. Jonah took his turn.